This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, May 13th. God's word to you today is privilege. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 5 verse 2, and it says, "Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserving privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory." Matthew 20 verses 11 to 12 says, "When they received their pay, they protested to the owner, 'Those people worked only 1 hour, and yet you've paid them just as much as you've paid us who worked all day in the scorching heat.' Instead of them to rejoice that, 'God, you mean you can be so gracious to give these people the same thing? What a good God you are.' That is the response God expects from us. However, instead of rejoicing about goodness, generosity, and grace, the Bible says they protested. The master said, 'If I'm gracious, how come my goodness is a problem to you? Did I not give you what you deserve?' After I read that, I never say to God, 'Give me what I deserve.' I say, 'Give me what is good in your sight.'" It is easy to look at the Jews and say, "Why would they behave like that? Is God for them alone?" But if we check ourselves, we will discover that we need to correct ourselves because we look down on people. When people who are new to the faith are struggling with certain things, we look down on them. That needs to change. Do I get an amen? Amen. God wants you to know that He can choose to be good to other people just the same way He has been good to you. Jesus says, "I want you to do everything because you love me, not because you think I owe you." God wants us to do everything because we love Him and not because we think He owes us. Why? It is because God does not owe anybody. God does not owe you anything. He does not. Do you think God owes you something? By the time we see all that we have, everything we are good at, we then realize that everything we are good at is a gift from God. If you are good at your job is a gift from God. If you are good at doing something, that very thing is a gift from God. There is nothing that you have that you did not receive from above. John 19 verse 11 says, "Then Jesus said, 'You have no power over me at all, unless it were given to you from above.' So there really is no basis for arrogance. Why are you being so arrogant if you did not receive it from God above? Since you received it, then there is no basis for arrogance." Ephesians 3 verse 7 says, "By God's grace and mighty power, I have been given the privilege of serving Him by spreading this good news. What I do for God is not by compulsion. It is not a law, as it were. It is a privilege. I'm not doing God a favor by doing things for Him. Rather, it is a privilege." Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
You are holy, oh so holy. You are holy, oh so holy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own.
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.